It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, so those of you listening around the world, I found aloha, and thanks for tuning in. Anyway, today I want to talk about our government saying that older cars cannot run the E15, which means 15% ethanol in the gas. Well, those of you that are using 30 and 40% in your gas right now, you know that this is not true. Okay? I wonder why they said you cannot run E15. Because a lot of you out there are running 30 and 40% and find that it runs a lot better. Anyway, what's going on? The ethanol project will create 4,000 new jobs for the state of Hawaii. So, this is a no-brainer. Hawaii spends $9 billion in Brazil to bring in ethanol to put in the 10% into the fuel. So why don't we make it out of local sugarcane? We have sugarcane. We can grow more sugarcane. I don't understand this. Yet, they're on the trip of doing the rail. They're on the trip of raising more taxes, cutting people's pay. Wonder what's up. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Crestec Cleaning Center has moved, folks. They have a wonderful new location on Kapi'olani Boulevard between the McKinley Car Wash and Pensacola. You can't miss it. I think that location was the Honolulu Cellular building. Anyway, it's right there on the boulevard. You can't miss it on the ocean side. Okay? Go check it out. Crestec Cleaning Center. Lots of good stuff. They also carry AMSOIL. So it's a lot easier, better location for those of you that want to buy the AMSOIL. Okay? Now, if you're hungry and you want a nice restaurant to take your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, to, I recommend the Trot House. Wonderful food. Terrific food. The Trot House. Terrific location, great atmosphere, nice restaurant. Go check it out. That's at the Ilikai. Okay, so wonder you have any trivia to kind of celebrate Crestec Cleaning Center's new store?
Okay, give me a minute.
Okay, your minute's up. Anyway. While she's looking for hard trivia, many of you are still using the lower grade gasoline. It's up to you, folks. I recommend using the high grade gasoline, okay, the Shell or the Tesoro, but not anything else because the others are way below the minimum. The minimum for us for any car in Hawaii, on the mainland, wherever in the world, is 87. That's the minimum. But the gas octane in Hawaii has been dropped three numbers ever since 2006. So if you do the math, the 92 is 89. The 89 is 86. And the 87 is 84. So what grade of gasoline is above the minimum? Only the premium. And only Shell and Tesoro. The rest of them, I don't recommend. Okay? We do the tests all the time. Excuse me. And we find that the Shell and the Tesoro is your two best. Best of the worst. Let's put it that way. Okay? So, anyway, do you have a trivia?
We, not yet. We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan. How's Canada?
Hey, it's good. It's good. We have been having actually a very, very warm day here. Very, very nice.
It's warm in Canada?
Yeah, I mean, come on. We border Vermont. We're not, we're not in the Arctic. But yeah, no, it's very, very nice days here. Maybe as hot as there. With the humidity we have here, it's incredible.
Okay.
I had a few questions regarding oil, and I'm really stuck on this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, now, you know, the manufacturer, they recommend a specific weight, like a 520 or 530, and you can go to a 030, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for oil-consuming engines, you know, an older engine that consumes quite a bit of oil, can you go to a thicker weight, or would it not pass in all the passages of the engine?
Going to a thicker weight, and by the way, that's a good question, because a lot of people recommend going to thicker weight. Now, a thicker weight will cause tremendous wear and tear on the bearings and other parts of the motor.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't recommend that.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
And another question now regarding your famous AT205. Mm-hmm. I know it's done wonders for my father's transmission there in his van that you give that tip on, and it worked excellent. The only thing is, now putting it in the engine, does it actually, I guess, expands the seal? Or how does it work in order to...
It rejuvenates the seals.
But in what sense? Does it physically enlarge them so that they stop the leak? Or
yeah, yeah.
And is that a good thing long term?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Better to tear down the engine.
It's good for long term. In fact, way back when we did have a racetrack, a quarter mile racetrack here in on Oahu.
Okay.
The junior dragster kids, you know, the families don't have all that much money to be buying race tires all the time. So what we found was by putting AT205 on the tires, it made the rubber soft again.
Oh yeah, well. And just what, I guess one bottle, I mean, or you did you mix it with something else?
No, we just we used one bottle on the tires, but for your motor you put one bottle into the engine oil and it rejuvenates the seals and bring back, we call it rubber memory. So the seal knows what size he should be.
And it doesn't, so it goes back to manufacturing specs. It doesn't keep on, creating like inflammation, like a swelling.
No. It doesn't keep on swelling.
Okay.
Too bad we don't have that for people, yeah?
Yeah, but so the A205, what do you, if you don't mind me asking, what do you pay for it over there for that bottle?
About $6-7.
Wow. You know why I'm asking? Because here, at the cheapest place I can get it, and they only get it in the province beside us, and it's at about just under $50.
What?
For the bottle, yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
I swear to God, that's why I'm like trying to see alternatives for that 205.
Why don't you bring it in?
Bring what in?
Go order it and sell it.
I can't legally sell it here because of the language laws here in Quebec.
Oh.
because it's a product that's only written in English, from what I know.
Uh-huh.
So because of the language police that they have here, unless the manufacturer wants to have it both in English and French, or just French,
uh-huh,
and they cannot import it here. Like Royal Purple is only here in Canada, like in the Quebec side, because one of the places in has its head office in Ontario, so they can actually sell it legally. But in most stores, you can't find it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
it's very, very tight system here politically.
Yeah. Then you gotta go undermine and underground.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Ship my car out there and get everything done there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, appreciate the help. Have yourself a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Wow, all the way from where? Montreal, Canada? Okay. Give us a call, folks. 808-296-5467. Okay? And Wanda, are you ready with your trivia?
Okay, what was used to make the darts used in the ancient Hawaiian dart throwing game?
What was used for the darts?
Yeah. Yes, used in the ancient Hawaiian dart throwing game.
Fish bones. Oh, okay. Anyway, just a thought here. Because the economy is so shaky and bad, I recommend investing money in classic cars instead of the bank. Go do the test, folks. If you have some extra money and you want to see what the bank brings you, put it in the bank and see how much your interest is after 1 year. Okay? A classic car is not like your everyday car. The value goes up by the month, by the year, by the day. I mean, it doesn't depreciate. It appreciates far faster than money in the bank. So that's why Jay Leno, Oprah Winfrey, all those people put money into these cars instead of in the bank. Because the money goes faster invested on that type of car. Anyway, but again, if you're going to invest, you got to have a professional to check it, just like buying real estate. You don't just buy without a professional. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, George. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I don't know anything about cars, but this person has an older car, old car,
mm-hmm,
and he keeps jumping some other people's car. Is it safe?
No. Not safe to jump start anymore.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay.
I'll let the person know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps jumping, you know. They need help, but it's not safe. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, an old car.
Yeah.
Tell us what's wrong with jumping other people's cars.
Well, when you jump start people's car, if something is cross-wired on that car, it will jump to your car. The problem from that car will be on your car.
Oh, my.
So you don't want that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Yes, so if you look at AAA and all those tow wagons people, they always bring out a battery pack and do the jump start. They never, never do a jumper cable from battery to battery. Okay? And another thing on the late model cars from 1980 on up, the cars are computerized. So if the car has a gremlin or a glitch in the electrical system and you're jump starting it, it will transfer to your car. So I do not recommend it. Okay? So anyway, so much for jump starting. It's a good question. Okay? You want to repeat the trivia again?
What was used to make the darts used in the ancient Hawaiian dart throwing game.
The prizes is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. And Crestec Cleaning Center has moved. They are now on Kapiolani Boulevard, just Waikiki side of the McKinley Car Wash. I think that building therein is used to be the Honolulu Cellular building. but anyway, Crestec Cleaning Center is the one that's donating all the prizes for the trivia questions. Okay? So, go visit them on Kapiolani Boulevard. Okay. Break time? Or are you going to go to the next call?
Okay, let's go to the next call, and it's someone called Coach.
Who's that, Coach?
He said you'll know.
I know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ancient Hawaiian darts were made from the best ingredient for making ethanol, sugarcane.
What part of the sugarcane?
Uh-oh.
I think it came from the flower.
Called?
Oh, I don't know the Hawaiian name for that.
No, it's not a Hawaiian name.
It's not a Hawaiian name. Well, I know it's a Hawaiian sugarcane flower, but if somebody else has the better answer, at least I gave the right answer, that it came from the best ingredient for 100% pure ethanol, and that's Hawaiian sweet sugarcane.
That's right.
So we'll give it to you.
Yeah, you're close enough.
Yeah, it was the tassels of the sugarcane.
And George does not need to identify this caller because he knows who he is.
Oh, yeah. This is that man that is putting on that the Nifty 50s bash October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. It's $60 per person, and it includes a full, terrific buffet dinner.
Thank you, George. Thanks for giving us the boost all these weeks. It's a wonderful event, and if I may add, it benefits, and we do graciously benefit the Hawaii Food Bank, and both George, you and yourself, and Wanda, thank you again for that plug. It's a wonderful event. We are filling up extremely fast, but there's still time. There's still time to get your registrations in, and this is just the best celebration for bringing back those special, authentic memories from the 50s and the 60s. So all of you graduates from that era, and anyone in general who enjoys the classic oldies, if you're interested, and I hope you are, please call 239-5360. If I may repeat, 239-5360.
Or what website?
NiftyOldiesBash.com. That's NiftyOldiesBash.com. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to put in my guest for the trivia. Thanks, Wanda. And George?
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. You know, I have two quick things today, but the other day I was watching television, and I saw a commercial for full synthetic oil at Napa. And you know what it made me realize?
Yeah, the time you bought the wrong oil?
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up.
I know.
No, actually, what it reminded me of is that, you know, all the heat you're catching on ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bear with me. People that have listened to you long, remember when you were telling people to use synthetic oil?
Yep.
And everybody was coming out and telling you, oh, it's going to blow your car up,
mm-hmm.
the seals aren't going to work.
Yep.
And then all the major oil companies, oh, that's synthetic oil, we're not going to make synthetic, we're not going to sell that, you don't need it. And now everybody sells synthetic oil.
What's up with that?
All I got to say is, folks, take it like, I'm sure when you started telling people about mothballs, you got the same thing.
Yep.
And you told people about batteries, you get the same thing.
Why people don't want to just do it?
Because we don't like change. And
then don't change your clothes.
I know. Well, why do people have new phones? Why don't they still have a dial-up phone in their houses?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, some things, when they change, everybody just goes, oh, okay. Okay, fine. We'll just change. And other things, for their benefit, they fight you all the time. They're like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. No way. And then one day, it's the norm, and then they look, and then they forget they ever disagreed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you ethanol folks, it's coming, so just resolve yourself. The second thing is, California closes a freeway for the weekend, and they're going to open it up Monday morning. The construction company gets fined like $73,000 for every 10 minutes. And I was thinking to myself, you could never do that in Hawaii.
Never.
Never. They would go.
No way, Jose.
I'm waiting to see if they finish it.
They will.
They will. Matter of fact, you can go online. They got web cameras on it, and you can watch them working on it. And they're not playing around. They're not out there going, so, what you want for lunch? No,
or just one guy watching and others. I mean, one guy working and three others watching.
No, everybody's out there working. They got dump trucks lined up for 3 miles. They are getting it done. Anyway, it's a lesson, Hawaii. Stuff can be done quickly. So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, why is it? Can somebody call me and tell me why is it that Hawaii is so slow in doing anything? Anything. I can't believe it.
But if they finish this additional lane in 3 days... That must be, they really, like, planned it really well.
Well, I guess life is like that. You plan it. You don't just jump right in with 2 feet with no plan.
And they have all those, trucks and stuff all in line already. One goes in, the other one comes out.
I don't know. This is so disappointing. Anyway.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Aloha, George.
What's up?
George, can you imagine that, it, talking about California and that freeway closed down? That is 10 miles.
Holy moly.
One of the most heavily traveled areas of the L.A. Basin, in and out through the mountain range into the basin.
Oh, yeah. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah, George, sure. 10 miles. and it's only going to take them three, what, how many hours? No, man, it's like, I bet you they'll come in under the time,
yeah,
you know, their time limit that they were given. I bet you those guys come in under.
Sure.
You know, they're working 24/7. And you're right, George, that was amazing, planning, coordination, giving the public a good heads up.
They got to do it in 53 hours.
Oh, there you go, Wanda.
Holy moly.
53 hours. Hey, Rob. Yeah, a little over 3 days, huh?
Yeah, Rob, how long do you think Hawaii would take to do that?
Holy Lord.
How long?
You crack me up every time, man.
How long?
Oh, man. That's our ha-ha of the day, yeah?
Yeah.
But, George, I wanted to thank you so much in suggesting to all the good listeners out there on classic cars, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I hope you don't mind, George. Anybody wants to check out Rob's 1957 T-Bird, it's on Craigslist. Hawaii Craigslist, the Wahoo for sale wanted, yeah? Under Thunderbird, and it's got the listed price, and if anybody's interested, you know, or best offer, you know, I'm willing to, including you, George, or anybody you know.
Okay.
Yeah, now we can swing something.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's hiding it because it's not parked in his garage.
Yeah, Wanda knows. Well, it's covered, and the cover will be included along with other goodies, but it's probably about the most original of that year you could possibly ever find. A couple little things, you know, but nothing big. Everything is good.
That's a 57.
Yeah.
My year.
White, willow green, very rare color, by the way.
You remember that movie?
Oh, sure.
American Graffiti? Was that American Graffiti?
Yeah, with the thigh lady. She's still around. The blonde, what's her name, Wanda?
I don't know.
Remember the guy looking out and she's in the white Thunderbird?
Right.
Yeah.
That's mine with the white hard top, willow green body, portholes.
Mm-hmm.
Removable hard top. So you just four clamps off the hard top, set it on the side, not that heavy or anything. Instant convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Cruise around the island wherever you want to go.
Beautiful car.
It is, sir. And Georgia, if you or Bob or anybody or Wanda checks that out, you know, there, if you get to that site and find it, there's only one picture, but the links will take you in and out and under and over, you know, all throughout, more interior and a lot more detailed pictures that you can see, view the car online, you know, through your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then, I'll go check it out.
Yeah, and my best friend from Hilo is a, you know, a fantastic photographer, and he did all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all quality and good angles and good stuff.
Fantastic.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. That was an easy trivia you made.
I thought it would be hard.
Hmm. You mean that the cane tassels is that hard you can make darts out of them?
I guess so.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Hmm. Oh. I wonder where Wendell found that.
I don't know. Maybe he better call up. I should have asked him how he found out.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the ancient Hawaiian.
Hmm. But I know what he's going to Crestec and get.
What's that?
Amsoil motor oil.
Oh, is that one of the prizes?
I don't know. Must be. But, you know, that's a fantastic prize. Anyway, it's really hard to check your gas mileage and be accurate, folks, because the gas pumps do not give you a full gallon. They vary. And the ones that I've checked was about an inch short of a gallon. So if I bought 10 gallons, I'd be a gallon short. How's that? How are you going to check gas mileage like that? Anyway. Okay, who's on the line?
We got the coach back on, but maybe I don't want him to tell us how he got the answer, because he'll give the scoops to everybody else.
Hello there, George.
Yeah, how did you find that out?
Well, no, actually, I have an interest in ancient Hawaiian history, and I've studied Hawaiian history in the past, and happened to know something about some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they made it hard was they cured it in the sun. And
oh.
I believe the word, I put it to thought because Wanda did ask me so I can finish my answer. I think it's pronounced ko, K-O.
Uh-huh.
That's the Hawaiian word they use for those darts made out of, you know, that particular sugarcane stalk. But they do cure it and harden it in the sun. Otherwise, of course, it's flexible.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how they do it.
Oh, and it's pointed.
Well, you know, they sharpen it, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Learn something every day.
Yeah, and it was made from the sugarcane stalk.
That's the best stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Just wanted to fill that in case anybody was interested.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, interesting about sugarcane. We learn about sugarcane every day. And sugarcane, folks, is the best feedstock to make ethanol in the world. Period. No if or buts or what. And Hawaiian sugarcane produces the most horsepower. We have a fella in Hilo on the Big Island that switched over to ethanol. And he is so amazed by the horsepower he's gained. 140 horsepower over the racing fuel that he was running. And I believe he's running his race car today in Hilo. And he's so anxious to see how fast his Mazda rotary will go. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob to make a correction on. Hey, okay. Rob, you're on.
Oh, George?
Yeah.
I was trying to do it, be an off-air on this one, but Wanda wouldn't let me. you know, for the computer savvy people, the key word is Ford. And that's really important because it saves anybody, you know, snooping around trying to find it.
Oh, on Craigslist. It's not looking for Thunderbird, it's Ford.
Yeah, it's under Craigslist. Keyword is Ford. Then it'll pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I forgot to throw that in there, George. But
no,
you know,
problem.
It is. Oh, can't remember everything.
I know that.
I know. We only got so much time. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We have Paul from Kapolei.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, George.
Yes.
Yes. You know, my wife and I was. When I'm not in the island, she bought a RAV4 2010. And now we received a letter that she did not buy the service contract. Do we have to get that?
Get the what?
Service contract for...
2010 RAV4?
No.
If not, we have up to August to decide.
Yeah.
So it's okay if we didn't take buy the 50,000 service contract.
What kind of car you got?
Toyota RAV4.
No, you don't need it.
Luxury model?
Yeah, don't need it.
Oh, no need, yeah?
No, because last year's model, this year, Toyota has switched over and making everything 100% in Japan for two reasons. They were getting too many comebacks and warranties because the parts were made in China and inferior. So Toyota also looked at their country and the people that are homeless and without job. So Toyota had a fantastic idea to employ their people and make quality parts. So you have a quality car.
Oh, yeah. Made in Japan, you said?
All Japanese.
All Japanese. Oh, so just change it to AMSOIL oil. That's it. 5,000 maintenance like that.
Yep, not to worry.
But your car doesn't have that, like that service warranty up to...
My wife, when she bought it, I didn't see in the receipt there is the... service contract warranty like that.
That came with the car is not something.
It doesn't
extra.
Come with the car.
It doesn't?
No.
It's only certain cars comes
the
like that then?
That's why maybe.
Not Toyota's.
Well,
like my Camry does.
Oh, yeah. So it's okay if I don't take that service contract, right?
Yeah. You don't need it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. That's why I told you that Ichiban is fine. Yeah. Anyway, I got a question. I heard on the news recently that Dodge had a recall on the Dodge Dakota or Ram trucks, actually. But they were on the steering. You heard about that?
There's a lot coming out on that car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I heard something about the, I don't know if it's the FAA giving an authorization for the flying car. You heard about that?
No, no.
Oh, it would be convenient if you had a flying car, can go out of island and just jump in your car and fly right next to Maui or Big Island or whatever and just fly right back to use a commercial airport.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we don't have the ferry anymore, too.
But we mm-hmm. Do it, yeah.
But how was your ethanol thing on the 9th of July?
Not good.
Not good.
The people of Hawaii. Uh-huh. I don't know. You know, just to give you a short story, yeah?
Uh-huh.
In 94, I ran for governor.
Right.
For the people of Hawaii, not for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But the local people are different thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If I had gotten in, I could promise you they wouldn't have the kind of economy we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Because on my platform, it was to bring in money.
Right.
By the millions.
Mm-hmm. And they still don't do that.
Nope.
Yeah. One track mind.
So I don't know. Fine. You know, that's I cannot convince them.
Uh-huh. Well, you have a good weekend, sir.
Thank you.
Aloha.
You too. Aloha. Okay, break time.
Right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea, while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again. And that commercial, the PSA, public service announcement that we play every week on drunk drivers. People, please don't drink and drive. We'll lose too many radio listeners like that. Okay? So don't drink and drive. A guy on the Big Island, when I try to do a different race program for them, came up with this question of, don't we have a second chance? There is no second chance when you kill somebody. Okay? So, please, don't drink and drive. You're going to drink? Have somebody else drive. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I'd like to hear from the Big Island people that have been just trying the ethanol. I'd like to know how they like it. So, you people that tried it, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay, so, we move along. And if we can do this project of ethanol in Hawaii, I think it would be a big help to the economy as far as jobs. And the jobs will range from janitorial all the way up to management. So, it's a no-brainer. But it's so frustrating to try to get it going. Okay? You should wax your car, folks. Every 6 months at least, wax your car. And the wax I recommend using is IBIZ, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai brings it in. Harvey's number, 245-6523. 245-6523. Harvey's a great guy on Kauai. And he also sells carp. You know those fishes? He raises them. Got oodles of them there. Okay, so, anyway. Okay, who we have on the phone?
We have Matt from Waikiki.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. I just heard the commercial, the message for the drinking and driving, and that I just want to tell you, that's one of the most powerful commercials I've ever heard. I mean, the feel, the emotion of what that girl was saying is amazing.
Yeah, it was made for that girl that died on Pali Highway, where the policeman ran the red light and killed her. It was made for that, because can you imagine what the mom and dad was going through? So it's supposed to be powerful and make people realize not to drink and drive.
Well, thank you very much for getting that message out there.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, this is George. Last week you were talking about how bad some of the gas was, the Costco gas, a lot of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was saying he really has a hard time believing that he tried to light the gas on fire, but no light. He says his wife uses the Costco gas. I don't think he does, but yeah, the car was fine, but for how long, I told him. But
yeah, what he needs to do, if he has doubts, bring in the gas, and I'll test it for him. And he can see for himself.
So someone brought you some gas, and you tried to light them on fire, and wouldn't light.
That's right.
So how can a little spark then try to burn the gas if you apply direct fire to it?
That's hard.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but if you bring the gas to me, I will show you what the octane really is.
Hmm. So why would a car keep on running if the gas is that bad? sad.
It will run because a computer retards the ignition and all that stuff and makes the adjustments. But if there wasn't a computerized car, it would have big difficulty.
Yeah, that's why there's a lot of people having those difficulties now, right? And
that's right.
The mechanics tell you if your fuel injector is the problem. Not the problem with the fuel injector, it's the fuel.
That's right.
But they're out making money, a couple of $100s to bring your fuel injectors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's good for auto mechanic.
They call it the stimulus.
Yeah. It's called the hokey stimulus, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much, George. Have a wonderful day now.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Peter from Mililani.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, George. Hey, I have a question. I have an 87 Buick. That's actually not a Grand National. It's a WE Regal.
Mm-hmm.
It's in pretty good shape, and I got it in the shop, doing a little bit of cancer repair and whatnot. But my wife wants me to basically kind of clean it up and sell it. Are they worth hanging on to, you think, or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, just putting it in storage or something like that.
Well, you're not paying any lease rent or payments on the car.
No, that's true. I own the thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a bank account that you're going to sell for cheap.
Yeah, so that's what I'm wondering is if they, you know, it's still a fun car to drive.
Yeah, I would keep it.
Okay. Okay, so I'll make some good argument with my wife, you know, just tell her you said so.
Yeah, because, let me tell you something. I've made so many mistakes in my life selling these classic cars and,
yeah,
you know, real cheap. And today, if I kept them, my God.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I couldn't stand it. I don't know, the Pearl City Auto Works, and, yeah. Dennis took good care of the car from the original owner, and then when he retired, I told him, when you retire, I can sell the car, because, you know, he's the only one that could make the thing run really right. But
what kind of gas are you using?
I run high octane, whatever. I go to Costco and buy the
92. No. Only use Shell.
Okay.
Okay. And put 2 gallons of ethanol in there, and you watch it run better.
Okay, well, you can buy the ethanol where?
I sell it.
Oh, you sell it?
Yeah.
So it's come to your place?
Yeah.
Where are you located?
Behind Dillingham Zippies.
Behind Dillingham Zippies. Okay.
Okay.
Come in. You have some other products, I think, I wanted to look at, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay. And then?
We have Matt from IEA.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it, George? I bought this thing from online. It's called a CRC, the Ultimate Ethanol Treatment. I was wondering if I add that to my gas, is that the same as the ethanol?
No. That was a waste of money, my friend.
Oh, okay.
You got to try the real stuff and see.
Okay.
Okay?
So all these things that claim to have ethanol and it'll boost your...
No.
Like... Is this company, CRC, a pretty trustworthy company? Or?
Like anything else, money drives them. So if you think about this, if people really want to make money,
mm-hmm.
Okay, think about this now. You get a what's that, 8-ounce, 12-ounce bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, and you put, you know, solvent in there. Okay?
Okay.
Your maximum cost going to be like $5. And let's say you sell it for $15.
Okay.
And you sell 1 million of them.
I see.
Your profit is $10, right?
Right.
You made $10 million, my friend.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, how's it? I wanted to notify all the listeners and all. Crestec has moved.
Yeah, we announced that.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, because what happened was that I guess I hadn't been listening a couple of weeks ago, and what happened was that one day when I went out to Howley, the place was empty.
Yeah, it sold out.
Oh, okay, so it's now down on, I guess next to the McKinley Car Wash.
They're on Capilano Billy Boulevard.
Billy sold this out.
No, Billy moved to a bigger location.
that's what I thought. I mean, I didn't think this was...
Yeah. Yeah, bigger and better location because it's easier to find.
Yeah, and it's easier to get.
That place is at right now, where Billy is at, is where Nita's Auto Repair first opened.
Oh, okay. Well, on right next to McKinley Car Wash, then.
Well, door over.
Well, okay, a bay over. Where I mean, around the next to Pietro. What there used to be a Pietro's restaurant there too.
The exact same location is where we first started.
Oh, wow. So there is a history.
Back in 1965.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay. So, break time.
Yes. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my friend. Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. I'd like to hear from those people on the Big Island that are now running on ethanol and how they like it. It'd be interesting to find out. Many of you are running more than 2 gallons. I have people that are running up to 8 gallons to a tank of gas. 8 gallons to a 20-gallon tank, you go figure that out, whatever the percentage is. But they love it. And their gas mileage has jumped tremendously. It's just unbelievable. Okay? So, you got to try and see. Anyway, again, that Nifty 50's Oldies Bash is back again. Popular demand. They wanted more in a year, but it's back again, October 14th this year at the Pacific Beach Hotel's Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. It's $60 per head and includes a fantastic full buffet dinner. It's a fantastic dinner. That alone is worth it. Okay? And it's all old music from the 50s and 60s, so you get to relive your old past from back then. It's like a huge a class reunion, okay, of all the schools, not just your school, and not just your year, but all the years from the 50s and 60s.
So you get to dress up and act like the...
You can dress like the you did back then, or whatever. They don't care. I mean, a lot of people do.
Uh-huh.
Wendell Kwan dressed like he did back in the
60s.
And, yeah, it was funny. I didn't even recognize him.
Really?
Yeah, you can call 239-5360. That's 239-5360. Don't take your time because it's going to be sold out. I heard a lady from Maui just bought 4 tables.
Wow.
She bought 4 tables.
That's 40 seats, right?
Yeah. She's bringing all her friends. 4 tables. Imagine that. So, folks, you better hop on it if you want to get there. Or you can go to niftyoldiesbash.net or .com. Okay? So it's rock and roll like it was back in the good old days. So give a call to 239-5360. You won't regret it. It's fantastic. 5 to midnight will go like in 1 hour. You got to see it. Okay? Anyway. I know this is going to be sold out sometime this month. So, get moving, folks. Don't procrastinate like everybody always does. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. The economy is really getting worse and worse in Hawaii, and they don't tell you that. But my question is, if they took the hurricane fund to balance the budget, they're taking and cutting people's pay to balance the budget, what about next year? What are you going to use for next year? Tell me that.
Raise,
and the year next.
Raise taxes.
And the year next. You're going to get to a point where Hawaii is going to have to declare bankruptcy. And the federal government will not allow the state to declare bankruptcy. They're going to just say, raise the taxes. Those of you who know about what happened in Orange County, think about it. They raised taxes. And the people couldn't afford it. They moved out. So Orange County just went down the tubes. You got to think. You cannot keep spending. Okay? It's like your own budget. If you're using all your savings, pretty soon you got no more savings. So what's wrong with this picture? We have to find ways to bring money into the state. Not by building more stuff, by private enterprise, where it doesn't use taxpayers' dollars. So if they want the rail so much, sub it out. Have a private entity do the rail. That way it don't take any of our dollars. Well, why don't we do that? Think about that. It's like the convention center. Sukamta was going to do it. Cayetano took it away. Why? If somebody's going to buy your brand new Mercedes, you're going to say, no, I buy my own? No, you say, thank you. Buy one more. Anyway, that's my thinking. Okay? Cresta Cleaning Center has moved, and Cresta Cleaning Center has AMSOIL. They're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, few doors down from McKinley Car Wash. Oh, there's that crew. I gotta get going. So folks, please listen to the PSA that I play. It's for the people of Hawaii. Keep you all safe. Okay? Take care of each other. And remember to tell the people you love them. Drive safely and see you all next week Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690.